little girl at the age of six, I made up my mind that I'm going to be a singer.
And that's just what Naomi Shelton did. She sang in churches in the Deep South. She sang in nightclubs in Brooklyn year after year after year. But the record industry never came calling. That is, until Naomi Shelton was in her 60s. That's when the specialty soul label Daptone discovered kindred spirits in Shelton and her backup singers, the Gospel Queens.
All my money gone and spent. I got love.
That's from Naomi Shelton's new album, Cold World. She grew up in Alabama and Florida, singing in the church. But she really fell for those artists who took the spirit of the church into the world of pop and soul music.
Listen to Sam Cooke's, the Staple Singers, James Brown, Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett. So I got inspired through those singers years ago.
Sam Cooke, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, I mean, those are secular folks. A lot of gospel lovers at the time were a bit scandalized by those secular singers. What did you think back then? You fell in love with them.
I fell in love because, you know what, I listened to the lyrics. And more so, a lot of people listen to just the beat of the song, but I listen to the words because the words is what has meaning. And I always liked the song, I Know One Day Change Is Gonna Come. And I held on to that all of my life until I got 66 years old when my first CD came out. And it's from my background, I guess, from my family in Alabama that kept me inspired in church. And then once I left home, graduated, then I just kept it going and from one club to another one. So one day somebody would recognize me and then I would not give up. And I just kept it moving that way.
Keep it moving.
Was there any tension in the family saying, you know, Naomi, you got to get back to the church?
I tell you, I did show business for many, many years. And I told my dad by the way before he went on Home to Glory that I was in the club. So he said to me, you know, daughter, don't worry about it. Because long as the heart don't change. He said, as long as it's all about love, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I'm standing by the train station with my ticket in my hand. I know this train bound for the promised land.
You know, I love the song. I love a lot of the tunes off your album, but Bound for the Promised Land is great. It's gospel. It's a little bit of rock and roll, R&B. How much of this new album is going to church and how much is going to the club?
I just figure whichever way it gonna go. Some may go to church, some may go to the club. I call it soul music. It's a music about on this journey, the journey that you're taking in life. But it's all about the message that's in the song.
And I've been down almost level, y'all, to the ground. I try not to do the things I do. Oh, Lord, I'm waiting on you.
I'm waiting on you.
Please hear my plea.
Now, Naomi, you've been singing for a long time, but it really wasn't until recently that you started to make it big and went national. Your first record with the Gospel Queens came out in 2009, and you toured all over the world since then. Is this something you wish, you know, had happened to you when you were in your 20s or 30s, that you had sort of gotten big earlier?
Well, you know what? People ask me that all the time, and like I tell them, nothing's going to happen to that season. And it has nothing to do with age. I knew one day, whether I be in my 60s, 70s, whatever, one day, God gonna move me to a spot. And he did. So I just had patience and waited and kept on doing what I was doing.
But do you bring something to a song now that maybe you couldn't have brought to a song as a younger woman?
Yeah, because now I have got much more mature now, and a lot of things I can relate to better than I did when I was much younger. A lot of things I can see clearly. I can see more than what I did years ago.
Any examples from this album?
Songs like, you know, I'm a Sinner. Because this way we all are settled and we have God to forgive us of our sin, and one day we want to be able to meet our Savior.
I'm a sinner, yes I am.
Sinner.
Oh. Got that by myself across
in my life.
Oh, in my life I've had troubles and I've had
I like the song Humble Me as well. That's a great tune.
Humble Me, from that song, I ask God every day because of how high I get. Let me stay humble. Let me be able to greet those people and love those people who helped me on the way to get me where I am. That I don't ever want to get too high where I pass you by. Keep me humble.
Stay grounded. Remember where you come from.
Exactly.
When I start talking down, like I'm hovering above, like I'm made of something better than what you made of.
You said once, my occupation is singing, but my other occupation is going out in the field, helping others whatever way I can. What do you mean by that?
You know, because there's a lot of time that people come to you and they say, you know, your song really inspired me, and can you just pray for me? And that's what I mean, helping people, that, you know, you just got to be able to reach out, other than not get too high, that you don't have time to spend with people, because there's something people want to talk about. And my whole mission is, if I can help somebody along my way, then my living will not be in vain.
Don't let me forget about who I am.
Naomi Shelton. She and the Gospel Queens just released a new album. It's called Cold World. Ms. Shelton, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all for having me.
More than the rest. When I start to